Because in heaven, according to Revelation, and a lot of us are reading Revelation, you know what happens. You cast them before the glassy sea. You're going to sing that in the hymn of the day too. I'm not just making it up. We cast our crowns before the glassy sea. We get off of our thrones. Because in heaven, we get to worship Jesus. We get to worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit today. Today. Today we are celebrating not only Christ the King, but today we are celebrating the promise and the gift of being saved, of having Jesus as our Savior, the one who sets us free, redeems us, the atoning sacrifice through the blood of the cross. He is, according to Paul, writing to the Colossians, the perfect image of the invisible God. He's the beginning. He's the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything, he might have first place. He has brought reconciliation for us through the blood of his cross. Jesus, he's our King. And in the waters of baptism, he has adopted us and said, "You, my friends, are children of the King." He puts us on the donkey and he says, "Let's go home." That's what paradise is, you know. It's a promise given in our gospel for tonight. Paradise, I was at a text study this past Tuesday, and I listened to some of these pastors going on and on about what they think paradise is. I sat there for 20 minutes, and then what I did was, I said, well, actually, if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about his thorn in the flesh. He went to the third heaven that the Jews called paradise, and you know what that is? It's the abode of God. It's his home. It's heaven. In other words, it's being with Jesus forever. Paradise. Today, that's what God has promised to you. The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack since I am his, and he is mine forever. The King of love, my shepherd, your shepherd. Greater love has no one than this, that a man lays down his life for a friend. Jesus says the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My sheep know me, and I know them. I call them by name. This book of remembrance that Malachi talks about. Names written down and remembered by God, and no one can snatch them out of the hand of the Good Shepherd. The promise of paradise for you today. You've heard that phrase, no doubt. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. There is no time like the present. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Right? Today, the gift of today. The gift of the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus. The Gospel of Luke ends with a command, a mandate. You need to take the good news out to all the nations. What's the good news? That there is salvation and forgiveness of sins to those who repent. The whole Gospel of Luke is about the lost being found. The whole Gospel of Luke is about the gift of repentance that gives sinners forgiveness. And on the cross, the gift of today. Paradise. Today. Well, you know the Gospel of Luke, the word today is important. It's used several times. Luke wants to make sure that we don't get so caught up in yesterday, or so caught up in tomorrow that we forget about the gift of today. For example, you remember the story of Christmas in Luke's gospel? The angel comes and announces to the shepherds in the fields, "I've got good news for you. For unto you today, right? For unto you today is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Today. Christmas. Today. Not just, I don't know how many days, you know, people start doing this countdown, how many days we have to get our shopping done and baking done, but today. Do you remember Jesus' first sermon, Luke chapter 4? He's handed the scroll from the prophet Isaiah. He's reading about the kingdom of God. When the kingdom of God comes, when Messiah comes, the blind are going to see, the lame are going to walk, the captives are going to be set free. The mute are going to be able to hear. I mean, it's just going to be beautiful. The hungry are going to be fed when Messiah comes, this amazing kingdom of God. And he gets done reading the prophet Isaiah. He hands the scroll back to the attendant, and then he sits down because that's what they did when they preached. They sat down. And he said, you remember, today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not some ambiguity of a future calculated date, but today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Romans 10, you know that. Faith comes by the hearing of God's word, and what is heard comes from the preaching of Christ. How beautiful are the people, the feet of the people that announce good news. Today, or you start walking through the Gospel of Luke, that long travel narrative, and then you get to that wee little man. Remember his name? Zacchaeus. You know that. That's right. Zacchaeus, right? He's a wee little man. He's small stature. He can't see, but he wants to see Jesus. I'll bet you there's been times in your life that you want to see Jesus, and you say, but I just can't get there. So we got to climb a tree. That's what Zacchaeus does. He's got to get up there so he can see. So that all these other distractions and obstacles in the way get out of the way. He's up in that tree. And do you remember what Jesus said to him? Zacchaeus, get your buns down there. Well, he said, just come on, hurry up down here. Because today, that's the word, today I must stay at your house. So he's at Zacchaeus' house, and they have this conversation, and we might actually miss the significance of this, but Zacchaeus says, I am, right? I give 50%, half of my wealth away. I am restoring fourfold those who have wronged me. That is a present tense verb. You know what that means? Today. Not that I was doing it or I promised that I will do it, but today, Zacchaeus, is tithing 50% and doing 400% restoration. That's what happens when repentance happens. That's what happens when conversion happens. I mean, today is an important word in the Gospel of Luke. So we get to our Gospel for tonight. I know what you're thinking. Pastor Dave, I think you were reading the wrong text. I know it says that inscription, the King of the Jews, but that's Good Friday, you know. Right? I mean, you were thinking that. That's a Good Friday text. What are you reading that for when it's almost Thanksgiving and it's almost time for Advent, a new church year? Well, because where does Jesus get crowned? Where's his palace? The place of the skull. His throne is the cross. That's where he reigns. That's where his kingship is. And his blood and water flow from his wounded side. From the cross, the blood of the cross, our reconciliation, our redemption, our forgiveness of sins. That's what Paul says to the Colossians. Jesus is on the cross, and that's where you hear the word today. Today, you will be with me in paradise. There's a priest by the name of Michael Renninger. He's a priest at St. Mary's Church in Richmond, Virginia. And he tells this story about a woman. I'm going to call her Janet. He doesn't give her a name, but I find it easier to tell a story if I have a name. You don't mind if I use your name? Janet. Okay? So anyway, Janet is having her brother and sister-in-law. They've got three little kids and their dog, a Labradoodle. And they're coming for Thanksgiving, but it's Tuesday. And she's got preparations to take care of. So she's at a Starbucks early in the morning, and she's making her list while she's drinking expensive coffee, and she's making her list on one of those smartphones. And pretty soon her list is getting longer and longer. I need to put those boxes away that are in the guest room. I need to get some new sheets and pillowcases on the beds for my brother, sister-in-law, and for the kids. Oh, I need to bake some pies. I need to thaw out the turkey. Thaw out the turkey. I need to get some DVDs so that my nephews and nieces will have something to watch when they're here visiting. And now she's starting to get anxious because the list is getting long, and now the whole morning has passed her by as she's sipping on her expensive coffee and using her smartphone to make her list. And all of a sudden, her phone rings, and it's her brother. And he says, and she thinks, you know what she's thinking? Sick. Somebody in the family's sick. Kids get sick, right? They're not going to come. I'm not going to have to worry about this stuff. I've been stressing out for nothing, right? And he says, we're here. Where are you? And she says, what do you mean you're here? Where's here? She says, in your driveway. Where are you? She says, not today. It can't be today. You're supposed to come tomorrow. And her brother said, read your text message. We're here today. It can't be today. I'm not ready for today. I was counting on tomorrow. I mean, when we look at our gospel reading for tonight, there's a lot of people, yes, that are counting on tomorrow. I mean, there's still time, but let's face it, time is running out, especially when you're hanging on a cross, right? I mean, there is no tomorrow unless you're Messiah, who turns tomorrow into today, forever and ever, right? So what's going to happen when the time is short? When the end is near? Well, you know the story. They conscript Simon of Cyrene and say, you got to carry this man's cross. He follows Jesus with the cross. That's what disciples do. And they get to the place of the skull. The inscription is there, the King of the Jews. And Jesus is there in the middle, and on his left and on his right, two criminals. And the people, we're told twice, are just watching. The people are watching. The rulers, they're scoffing and ridiculing. The soldiers, they're casting lots and dividing the garments. They're scoffing, ridiculing, railing. The thieves, according to Matthew and Mark, are both going at it, at Jesus. But somehow, in the midst of the cross, the suffering, a conversion is taking place. Repentance is happening. You can't explain it. You just have to watch it unfold. Three times you hear what they say. It's basically the same thing. You saved others, save yourself. You're the King of the Jews, save yourself. The thief says, save yourself and us too. It's an appeal to self-interest. But of course, if he saves himself, he can't save you or me. The only way he can save us is with the atoning sacrifice of his blood, the blood of the cross. And so he's tormented and he's ridiculed over and over again. In Luke's gospel, he says three words from the cross. The first one sets the table. It's where Jesus offers an intercession. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When Jesus is praying for sinners, you know there's hope, right? You just know there's hope. You know that there's the possibility of the lost being found. Conversion, repentance. And so what happens? The one thief, when he listens to the other one going after Jesus, railing at him, He says, shut up. Don't you fear God? I mean, we're under the same condemnation. You realize that we've only got a little bit of time left. We're dying on these crosses. Don't you get it? Don't you see? And we deserve it. We're getting what justice demands. We're guilty. We deserve this condemnation. But this man, he's innocent. He hasn't done anything wrong. Don't you see? And then he looks at Jesus, and you know what he says. I bet he sang it. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He thinks that the kingdom is somewhere in the future. When you come into your kingdom. And Jesus looks at him and says, today, this is my kingdom. This is my throne. This is why I came. This is why I was born. For today, to bring redemption and forgiveness to the world. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. Where I am, there shall my servant be also. Today. That's the promise. That's the gift. From the throne of the cross, in the palace of the skull. That's what the king does. It can't be today. I'm not ready for today. I was counting on tomorrow. Right? And so her brother, Janet's brother, says, check your text message. God would say the same to us, wouldn't he? Put your smartphone away. Stop making a list. Get rid of that coffee. Read the text message. It's today. In your driveway. Right here, right now. In the bread and wine of Holy Communion. He's here, and he's not saying, well, you're going to have to wait for a while. My hands are kind of full. No, he's saying, today. I've got forgiveness of sins for repentant sinners right now, right here, today, for you. Why for you? Because you're children of the King. You've got his cross on you. You've got his crown on you. You don't get to wear it long. You got to throw it before the glassy sea. But you know who you are. There's a story. It's about a king that had four daughters. He wanted to go away for a while so that he could spend time with God, so that he could spend time in prayer getting to know God better. So he looked at his four daughters and he said, I'm going to be away for a while. And while I'm gone, you need to take care of the kingdom. I'm going to give you a gift. They said, Dad, we can't do it. You can't leave us. How long are you going to be gone for? He said, I'll be back. I'm going to give you a gift. It will teach you how to rule. So he gave each of them a little grain of rice. And he left. The oldest daughter, she took it. She took a silver thread, attached it like a necklace. Put it into a beautiful silver box. And every day she took it out and held it and looked at it so she wouldn't forget her father. The next sister, she took it and she had a wooden box and she put it in there and she buried it under her bed so that it would be safe and no one could get it. The third sister said, you know what this looks like to me? You eat rice? It was just a piece of rice. She said, there's nothing special about this. She just threw it in the garbage. The youngest one, the littlest girl, she spent week after week, month after month, almost a year, and she finally figured it out. Well, months went by, years went by, and the king returned. And his daughters were so happy. And the king said, bring me the gifts that I gave you. So the firstborn, she brings out this beautiful silver thread, you know, in this silver box. And she said, I pulled it out every day, Dad, so that I wouldn't forget you. Here you go, Dad. And he said, thank you. And then the second daughter came and she said, just a second, she had to pull this box and it had cobwebs and dust on it. She said, I buried it under the bed so it'd be safe. No one could get it. And her father said, thank you, as he received it. The third one got panicky, so she went running into the kitchen. She grabbed out of the rice bag a little grain of rice and said, she's panting, and she gives it to her dad. She said, here it is. Thank you, my daughter. And the fourth one, she said, Dad, I don't have the grain of rice. I can't give it back to you. He said, why not? What'd you do with it? She said, it took me almost a year to figure out what the gift was. Then I figured it out. It was a seed. So I planted it, and it grew, and I had more seeds, and I planted them, and they grew. I was able to feed all the people in the kingdom. All the people. No one went hungry. Dad, come here and look. They went over to the window. They looked out, and as far as the eye could see, field after field of rice, so that the people could be fed. And her father, the king, took off his crown, and he placed it on his daughter's head. You, my daughter, you've learned what it means to rule, what it means to be king. It's not about putting a tiara on our heads and saying, don't I look pretty important? Don't I look like I'm special? It's not about self-importance. That's why we take the crowns off and throw them before the glassy sea. Because we got a different king. We got a king that's on a throne called the cross, in a palace called the skull. We've got a king who, with the blood of his cross, brings redemption. And on the cross, he offers forgiveness. And the condemned, are given by faith the promise of paradise. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift, that's why we call it the present. There's no time like the present. No gift like today. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he does. Today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise as we are able.